Hello, hello, you guys, and welcome to another episode of 15 Minutes Cafe. 每周三来到15 Minutes Cafe 英语咖啡馆，喝一杯老师们的本周主题特调，一起探讨国际文化、时事、职涯、网络和音乐等多元主题，轻松吸收主题相关的词汇、惯用语，还有常用例句。So today, let's welcome Klim in the house. Klim, say hi to all the 15 Minutes family.
Hi, 15 Minutes family.
So this week, we have Klim in the house for a special reason, because we have learned, or technically, I have learned that this week is a very special week. I used to only celebrate Valentine's on February 14th. Mm-hmm. And I was educated recently, thanks to you guys for telling me, there's something called a White Valentine's Day, or also known as a White Day. And it bugged me because I never grew up with that.So what is the deal with this White Day and White Valentine's Day?
I think it's a Japanese culture.
Oh, it's from Japan.
Yeah.
So do we practice this in Taiwan? Yes and no. Do you practice it, Klim, in Taiwan? Do you think it's a good idea to practice White Valentine's?
For me, I'm a girl and I could receive some gifts from my belly button. So yes.
Yippee! Yippee! Okay, good. What I don't get is, why do we need so many Valentine's Day? It's crazy to me. And in the West, Valentine's Day on February 14th is both for male and female. So there's no such thing as, oh, on Valentine's Day, you know, it's the day where guys, only guys, can give gifts to girls or chocolate to girls to show their love. Valentine's is a day for everybody and anyone who wants to show their love. But...Now, you guys told me that Japanese people created this White Valentine, where now the gentleman, technically, reciprocates by giving gifts to ladies on White Valentine. And February 14th for Japanese people is more about ladies giving gifts to their favorite man or favorite male person. Okay, could be a friend, could be besties, whatever the case may be. They're different kind. So I get that. So Japanese people created this, and I've sort of...seen it in the Japanese dramas, a couple of Japanese dramas about the White Valentines and things like that. I actually thought it was about, you know, the Valentine's passing, right? Somebody's Valentine passed away. White, you get it? I didn't know it was a day, a special day. So today we're going to get educated by Klim because she is also a Japanese guru, all right? She tells me a lot of things about Japan and she knows a lot about Japanese culture. And sheIn one of our episodes in Teacher's Lounge, she actually also said that she is quite fluent, can I say? Fluent in Japanese?
No.
So which language for you are you more fluent in? Japanese or English, would you say?
Japanese.
There we go. Okay. So she thinks she speaks better Japanese than English. I'm not going to continue on with this topic, okay? I hate smart people like that. All right. So Klim...Give us the story. What exactly is this whole Japanese White Valentine's?
Okay, so here's a story about the history about White Day. White Day.
White Day. And they pronounce it?
White Day.
It's like somebody punched me in the face.
And Valentine's Day is Valentine's Day.
Valentine? Okay, I'm sorry. I can't pronounce it like that. Okay, go on ahead, please.
Okay, so the history of Valentine's Day in Japan is relatively short, starting to gain popularity only in the 1960s, when department stores began selling ingredient heart-shaped.
So they began selling heart-shaped chocolate.
Heart-shaped chocolate.
Well, Japanese businessmen, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, and heart-shaped chocolate is called very chic, very fashion.
1960s, everything is fashion.
I think.
Today, everything is boring. We've seen it all. And then what happened after the 60s?
So the woman just thought it is a very fashion gift. These chic chocolate quickly won the hearts of women who frequently the stores at the time, becoming a fashionable way for them to express their love to their partners.
In short...Let me quickly summarize this. Thanks to a department store in 1960. And then women find it kind of cool, kind of fashionable to give gifts this way. And they started hyping this culture or hyping this tradition. Mm-hmm. And then later, from the 60s till now, it has become part of their Japanese culture.
Yeah, the white. And Valentine's Day. Not like that, Valentine's Day. Valentine is
February 14th. Okay, so this is still Valentine's Day. This is not White Day.
Yeah.
So when did White Day come about?
In the 1970s, in mm-hmm. Fukuoka, Fugang, you know.
Fukuoka.
Yeah, Fukuoka.
Why are we moving to Fukuoka? We it's not the city, it's not a department store.
In Fukuoka, there's a store. Mm-hmm. Its name is Ishimura Banjudo.
Okay.
Shisun Wansheng-tang.
All right.
And the owner just wrote a letter from the magazine.
Okay. Mm-hmm. This is now 70s, 10 years later, after the department store started to sell Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And so Ishimura Banjudo, the owner, stumbled upon a magazine. And what did he find in the magazine?
There's a letter from a magazine reader. The letter complained about the unfairness of men receiving chocolates on Valentine's Day without reciprocating.
Without reciprocating. So it's a reader's complaint to a magazine saying, mm-hmm. I am angry because men suck and men don't reciprocate any gifts.
Yeah.
Mr. Ishimura Banjudo, he read this and he thought, money time.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
Oh my God, I'm going to kill this guy. I'm going to hunt him down. I'm going to find out who his grandchildren. Let's find out who he is. Oh my gosh. So he figured this out and he thought, what a great business opportunity.
So
what kind of chocolate or candy or treat did he start selling?
In that time, he sells marshmallow.
He started selling marshmallow.
Yeah, with chocolate inside.
Chocolate inside, marshmallow on the outside. So he started this in 1970.
Mm-hmm.
A marshmallow. I can't say anything, but, you know, thank you, Mr. Ishimura.
And you know, Japanese have a culture called omiyake.
Yes. That's like a souvenir, a gift souvenir, right? When you go to somebody's house or when you travel abroad, you would bring somebody gifts.
Hmm.
In English, we can say souvenirs. When you travel, you buy some souvenirs mm-hmm. for friends and family. And then I think in Hong Kong or when I went to Macau, they say soushin, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's also Japanese, apparently.
Yeah.
Soushin, that's from Japan, right?
Yes, from Japan.
That's the story. One time my Hong Kong friend asked me, hey, do you need to bring any soushin? And then I'm like, what the? And then I realized it's a Japanese term they used in mm-hmm. Hong Kong, Macau. And so anyways, that's my story about souvenirs.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you, Mr. Ishimura. So he started this. And now we have to suffer, us men. We have to suffer. March 14th, we have to reciprocate. The key word is reciprocate. Because this lady, she complained in a magazine. There we go. We should start complaining more. Somebody will listen. Thank you very much, Clem. And let's now talk about the treats.
Mm-hmm.
I'm confused. Valentine's Day is a Western thing. So chocolate is the main gift.
Mm-hmm.
Now, White Valentine. I believe chocolate is also the main gift, right? Why can't you reciprocate chocolate? It's not marshmallows anymore, right? Because 1970, Mr. Ishimura says he sold marshmallows with a chocolate center.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, I think on White Valentine's, it's just chocolate still.
You can reciprocate the different gifts, usually candies, some sweets.
Anything sweet, anything candy. What about cake?
Cake, okay.
Cake is good. Okay. So what is no-go for White Valentine's? What is a terrible White Valentine's reciprocating gift?
Oh, did you know when you get chocolate, you could not give in chocolate in return?
No, I didn't know that. I thought you have to give chocolate in return if you receive chocolate. You give me chocolate, I give you chocolate. It's good.
No. In Japanese logic, in their thoughts, they thought you give chocolate in return might be just we're just maintaining this status.
Okay, so you give me chocolate, I give you chocolate means I don't owe you anything. So we even, that means no relationship, no friendship, nothing.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Ishimura. You made things very complicated now. So chocolate is no-go for White Valentine. Mm. It's no-go. Don't do it. So what is a good White Valentine's reciprocating gift?
You can just give someone white chocolate.
White chocolate.
Yeah.
Hang on.
I thought you were very confusing.
Hang on a second. You said no chocolate, but now you said white chocolate. So just because white, it looks white, it's okay.
White is pure.
And my original Godiva chocolates are not pure. Somebody hit me in the face. Jeez, complicated. Okay. Right. So I go to Godiva and I have to make sure I can get white chocolate, right? Mm-hmm. Looks white. Then it's a good gift for white Valentine's. And I don't think Godiva has white chocolate, to be honest.
So you have to find something.
Any other brand with white chocolate.
补充一点哦，你必须送三倍价值以上的东西哦。
Now hang on a second. Whoa. When I said reciprocate, it doesn't mean with interest. It's not an investment, right? You give me one piece of chocolate on Valentine's Day, and I reciprocate with three pieces of chocolate, white chocolate, on white Valentine.
Yeah.
It's not an investment. Hello? So reciprocating, I get the idea, but the whole giving more back idea is really, really weird. Who said so? We should hunt this person's grandchildren down. I'm super glad now, Klim, that you've explained this to me. And fortunately, we don't practice this in my family.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is why I'm so confused. Okay, it's not how I work. So that means if you receive a box of chocolate, you have to return three boxes of white chocolate. You know, guys are just made of money, I guess.
Or you can just send something other sweet, like candy is a good choice.
Candy is a good choice. All right. So Japanese people have tons of different candy.
Hard candy. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for explaining that. Because you go to Japan, you go to the department store, you go to the convenience stores, and they have tons of different candy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So hard candy, not soft candy. Good.
Soft candy, gummies, is a bad choice.
So gummy bears and gummy candies are bad.
Are bad.
Which one is worse? Dark chocolate or gummy soft candy?
Gummy
is definitely worse. Why? Why is gummy worse?
Because gummy, most people like gummy, it's just children. So,
So you are hinting that you're reciprocating this childish gift, which means that, okay, maybe the person you received the chocolate from on Valentine's, maybe she is into you. She's showing signs. She's showing good vibes. And then you return gummy bear. That means, oh, I'm sorry. You're like my little sister kind of idea.
比那糟一点就是我敷衍你的意思。
Oh, wow. Okay. Japanese people really don't know how they think.
But hard candies is a good choice.
So hard candy is good. Soft candy, no go.
Mm-hmm.
Right. What other interesting treats can we give that's nice on March 14th? What about cookies? Can we do cookies?
Cookies means nothing special.
So if I reciprocate cookies, that means our relationship is nothing special.
Yeah.
So what's this? One night stand?
It means just friends.
Yeah, I thought, you know, in the West, nothing special means like, you know, one night stand. ONS, right? So it just means we are just friends. So if you receive a friendly chocolate on Valentine's, I can reciprocate with cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense, right?
Yes.
What about other fashionable treats? Like nowadays, girls are into macaroons.
Macaroons or madeleine.
What about baked goods like that? You know, they're very luxurious. They're very expensive. Do they mean anything better?
Macaroon is a fancy treat, but when you send it as a gift, it might be a bit ambiguous.
A little ambiguous.
Yeah.
What do I mean then?
I send you a macaroon.
Expensive gift.
Then, and you're very special to me. Then what's the meaning of you're very special to me?
Okay, how special?
Yeah.
Macaroon special. All right, I get it. So over here, Japanese people want something more direct. What about madeleine?
Madeleine is a good choice.
Madeleine is a good choice.
Because it's shaped like a seashell.
They like the seashell shape.
Yeah.
It's like seafood. Okay.
贝壳在日本文化里面有很吉利的意思啊。
Oh, okay. Seashell is very auspicious. It's an auspicious symbol in Japanese culture. Mm-hmm. Got that. So what does it mean if I give somebody a madeleine?
It means we're happily complete.
You complete me.
You complete me, yeah.
Got it. This is Jerry Maguire. You complete me. Got it. Seashell shape? Good for Japan. If you're dating any Japanese girl, seashell, great, safe. And then for White Valentine's Day or White Day, you want to return or reciprocate with madeleine, which is good. You complete me.
Yeah.
We are like a couple.
Yeah, you complete me. We're like a couple.
So this cake in Japan that I've seen, it's like a wheel, like a big round wheel with different layers. They call it...
Bankuchen.
Bankuchen, yes.
Yeah,
Bankuchen. Yeah, Bankuchen, yeah. I didn't understand what that is. I never grew up with it. I thought it was a Japanese thing. So what about that? Because that's very common in Japan. You go to every department store, they have Bankuchen everywhere.
Japan is very, very like Bankuchen.
So what does it mean if I return this gift?
because it with very, very, very many circles, it symbolizes the hope of continuous happiness.
The circle. So again, yes, circle is good.
Circle is good. So Japanese love to send, give somebody bankuhan as a wedding gift.
So bankuhan is a good wedding cake.
Yeah.
Oh, because of the wheel.
Yeah.
The circle. You complete me. Everything is fine. Yeah. Perfect circle.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Japanese people. I'm so glad I married Taiwanese lady. I would not survive in this Japanese culture. Yeah, people would find me very weird. I would not survive it. Clem, coming back to you, what would you like as a lady? What would you like on White Valentine's Day or White Day for you as a modern lady?
I thought just take a nice restaurant to eat something. It's just good.
So go out, have a good dinner.
Yeah.
And that's a good reciprocating Valentine's Day. And what about Kuri? Did Kuri take you out on March 14th?
He did, and I don't know whether this year.
Okay, you're not sure.
I'm not sure.
You're not sure where he's taking you, but he does. Okay, good for you. So maybe this week, good time to actually take your spouse or your partner out, take them out on a good dinner. But remember, you guys, from all the treat we mentioned, marshmallow, not so good. Okay, if you are in a proper relationship, marshmallow is not so good. For friends, cookies are fine.
Cookies are fine.
And for somebody you are courting, maybe you are pursuing a relationship, hard candy is also good. Macaroon, yeah, that's what I would consider. What I learned today from you, Clem, is ONS gift, right? You're special only when I need you, right? Only when I call you late at night. That's a macaroon. And then madeleines, for those of you who like fancy treats, madeleines, I think some French bakeries in Taipei and the rest of Taiwan, they sell madeleines.
Oh, so it's very popular.
Very popular. So that's great. It's a symbol of completeness. The two halves come together. Bankuhan, also great. Good idea. So which store sells bankuhan in Taiwan? I know there's a bakery in Yilan that sells that. Can't remember what the name is. So a bakery like Izushen, they would probably have bankuhan that you can buy. So good idea there. And a soft candy for kids? Yeah, it's not a good idea if you are pursuing a relationship or you are in a relationship with somebody. Soft candy, no go. And this is just, by the way, Clem, what if your girlfriend asks for soft gummies on White Day? What does that mean? She's telling you something?
I thought you could just ask her.
What do you mean you want gummy? So for you, all you ladies, this just came to my mind. You know, if you, instead of talking to your man on White Valentine's, tell them what to get you. Then they will catch. After listening to this episode, they will catch what you mean. All right. It's a hint. Hint, hint. And the biggest no-go for White Day is your regular dark chocolate. White chocolate is the best choice. In this case, if you don't know what to get, it's probably quite easy to get anything white looking and white chocolate looking. And I'm sure 7-Eleven has some white chocolates for us.
Yeah.
So when push comes to shove, you can go to 7-Eleven and help yourself. Save your white Valentine's Day. Right. So Clem, please tell the 15 Minutes family where they can get hold of you and from your podcast, what can they learn?
好哟，工商时间是吧
？Yes，
欢迎大家来宁可当吃货。如果你觉得这种对于饮食文化相关的介绍很有兴趣的话，我觉得我的频道会是一个蛮适合你的选择。我们讲了很多跟食物相关的故事。
Okay, great. Thank you for joining us, Clem. And next time we will invite Clem on for more interesting food-related cultures around the world. So be sure to catch Clem in her 宁可当吃货 podcast, yes. And you guys are welcome to send her requests through her Instagram and all her social media channels, and also the email that's listed in the description box on her podcast, and let her know what you guys are interested in. And you guys can also send in your requests, all right? For our VIP members, please do send in your request, and Clem and I, we will go dig for some interesting food cultures to share with you. For those of you who are interested in our VIP membership program, our VIP membership for 15 Minutes Cafe offers the full transcript as well as all the different idioms, phrasal verbs, and good-to-use sentences and phrases for you. and also a listening comprehension there. So please check our VIP membership out. And until next time, we will catch you in the next episode. Bye-bye.